The community-based organization FarmHack brings together innovative farmers, industrial designers, and technology hackers to approach agricultural challenges without the top-down, energy-intensive tools used in mainstream mega-farming. FarmHack uses both online and face-to-face meetings to encourage and share creative methods among small farms all over the country. And Ben Shute is a New York State farmer. He's also co-founder of FarmHack. Ben, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Very glad to be here.
So who's in the FarmHack community?
Well, it's designed and meant for small and medium-scale farmers who are doing all different kinds of farming and who might want to innovate new tools, come up with new systems on their farms, particularly people who are kind of out there on the doing new kinds of sustainable farming, organic farming, things like that, and pushing the envelope.
We've talked to the people who are behind Greenhorn. We know about Green Start. There are a number of organizations for people who are becoming first-time farmers. Is this your audience?
It definitely was inspired by that audience. It's a project of the National Young Farmers Coalition, and the idea was to figure out new ways for young farmers and beginning farmers to tap into technical assistance and training that's within our own farm community. So not looking to universities and organizations, nonprofits that are already out there providing that training, but looking to one another to come up with new ideas, to share the ideas that we're already having on our own farms and to improve them by working together and cooperating.
But you do have some high-powered collaborators, including MIT, if I understand it correctly. Is that so?
Yeah, you know, we realize that there's a whole lot of knowledge that can be shared between farmers who are doing this work, but there's also a lot of allies out there who aren't farming but who are very supportive of the sustainable farms movement. And so we started to get plugged in with allies like engineers. We had an event at MIT where we invited engineering students to sit down with farmers for a day of brainstorming, prototyping, and inventing new tools.
Oh, I'd love to hear about some of those new tools. You've got loads of them on your website, and we do have a link at wordofmouthradio.org. Tell us about your favorite hacks.
Yeah, well, one of the great things about this project is that the hacks, the projects, the tools are all over the place, ranging from super simple innovations that can cost a few dollars to do to much more technologically advanced and ambitious projects. So one of my favorite hacks, actually, is just a really simple idea that someone came up with to improve a standard garden seeder that a lot of small vegetable farmers are using. And it had this one little quirk that caused people a lot of headaches. And someone figured out that with a few dollars in bolts and PVC end caps from a hardware store, you could literally improve this tool enough to save you tens of hours of aggravation a year. And that's with like $5 worth of parts.
Wow.
But so that's actually been one of the most viewed hacks on our site. But one of my favorites is one that I've been working on with some computer programmers who I actually met when FarmHack did an event in New Hampshire at Tuckaway Farm at Green Start.
Uh-huh.
And we came up with, I have a greenhouse that's not at my farm, it's down the road. And I wanted to come up with a new way to monitor the temperature in there without having to run back and forth all the time. So these computer programmers who were there with us at the FarmHack event came up with a tool that I could build and any farmer can build that hooks up to a cell phone and will call me up and send me a text message if the temperature in the greenhouse is either too high or too cold. And it can be built for less than $150 and saves me a whole lot of trouble going back and forth. And the plans on how to build that tool are up on our website at farmhack.net.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's some very, very big, a much bigger scale hacks. But it brings to mind this idea of, you know, farming has become extremely mechanized in many ways with big, big tools and big machines. Is this a kind of back to the old ways methodology, or are you looking, how are you approaching this?
You know, I think it's kind of by any means necessary to make our small and medium scale farms succeed. And sometimes that means looking back at older technology that kind of was put by the wayside when bigger, more industrial scale tools came along. But that now that we see more diversified small-scale farms going, we might want to learn from some of that older, more appropriately scaled technology. When we went to New Hampshire for our FarmHack event, we actually reverse-engineered a oat dehulling machine that hasn't been really manufactured for probably decades, but that actually turns out would come in quite handy for some modern small-scale farmers. But we also, you know, we're not just looking backwards, we really want to come up with new technologies and take advantage of new tools that are now available and see how do we make these available in an appropriate way to small farmers and to young farmers, to beginning farmers, to any farmer.
Well, you're talking about appropriate ways, but it seems like the goal has been to be big, you know, to get into that air-conditioned John Deere tractor with a surround sound stereo and mow or harvest all over huge amounts of acreage. You sound like you are kind of anti that methodology. What's getting lost, I guess, in farming is my question.
Well, I think, you know, those farmers who are doing those types of scale of operations, they have all the tools they need. They, you know, the John Deere tractor is available with the air-conditioned cab. For a farm on my scale, which is a smaller scale vegetable farm, you know, it's actually hard to come by the tools that you need to run a successful operation. And sometimes it means you need to innovate in order to be able to run a more sustainable and more economical and efficient farm. And so another example of kind of a old school meets new technology tool is a tractor conversion that we have on the FarmHack site that takes a 1949 Alice Chalmers G tractor. This is a tractor that was made back before everyone was spraying herbicides just to control weeds, and you actually did some mechanical organic cultivation. But it has an unreliable old gasoline motor on it, and some people have come up with a great way to convert that to electric using brand new parts and tools. And so you can take that old technology and make it new by looking at that model on FarmHack.
That's what FarmHack does, and I want to thank you for joining us, Ben.
All right, thanks a lot.
Ben Shute, he's a farmer and co-founder of the innovative farming community. It's called FarmHack. This is a place where farmers can share ideas and inventions that solve today's questions of sustainability for farming. You can find out more at wordofmouthradio.org.